Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State, federal, and local officials are celebrating completion of the $435 million Twin Ports Interchange project in Duluth. Governor Tim Walz spoke at Monday's ceremonial ribbon cutting.
These investments we make in infrastructure are generational investments. They matter not just now, they matter into the future. And we have a responsibility, as our forebears who came before us were willing to invest in this construction.
The project to redesign the can of worms along Interstate 35 began nearly 5 years ago. The final stretches are scheduled to open October 24th. Political analysts think the federal government shutdown will last at least a few more days. Carleton College Professor Emeritus Stephen Scheer says there will have to be discussions about renewing the expiring Affordable Care Act premium tax credits.
Oh, yeah, I think that there will be some sort of agreement about extending ACA credits. The administration, I think, understands that something like that has to happen. The question is the timing, you know, how soon it happens.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine has a draft proposal that includes a commitment to Democrats about addressing health insurance subsidies when the government reopens. Congresswoman Angie Craig's expressing concerns about the Trump administration's plan to turn the Prairie Correctional Facility in Appleton into an ICE detention center. In a letter to the Homeland Security Secretary, Craig says she's hearing concerns from the Appleton community over the idea of establishing a new ICE detention center at the former private prison. Craig says she's committed to conducting a congressional oversight visit in the case the administration goes through with the decision. Some state lawmakers want the Prairie Correctional Facility to house inmates from the Stillwater State Prison. Fire Prevention Week is sparking a statewide push for wildfire education in Minnesota. Karen Harrison is with the DNR.
Fall is a big time for wildfires as well, so it's a great time for us to help educate people in Minnesota about why it's important to think about wildfire prevention when you're out enjoying, you know, the beautiful fall weather, or you're working in the yard or enjoying some of that weather with a campfire.
She says some of Minnesota's most devastating wildfires have begun in September and October, including the Great Hinckley Fire in 1894. And the Minnesota Timberwolves play their first preseason home game tonight against the Indiana Pacers. The Wolves opened exhibition play with a 126-116 win over Denver Saturday in San Diego. This is the first preseason game for the defending Eastern Conference champion Pacers. Minnesota plays at the Knicks Thursday. This is MNN.